Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting this Thursday, July 19th, 2012. And I believe our first agendized item are bid openings. And Mr. Erickson, if you will lead us through this.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We actually have three bid openings this morning. And I'll start with the mail services bid, which is 201206-186. 201206-186. And our county collector, Ms. Sheila White, is here to help with this. And so I've received two responses to this bid, which has been out for quite a little while. The first response that I received is from a company called The Master's Touch in Spokane, Washington. And it looks like they've included the required copies all sealed separately. I'll let Sheila look through that.
You're the English major.
Thank you.
I got mine. Excellent.
Let's see if they signed the bid paperwork.
I'm starting to get out of booking. I'm glad you did.
It looks like they've signed the required paperwork correctly.
Here are the... Ron, would you tell me again where that company's from, the Master's Touch?
Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
Total they bid is $24,450.
$24,450.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, that's on an estimated amount.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The second one that we received is from Ozark Mailing Services in Springfield, Missouri. They've signed the sheet as required and submitted the required amount of copies.
The total that they have is $28,570.
$28,570, okay.
You sound like Ed McMahon on the... Holy... Should we be...
You know how many years ago that is?
Yeah, maybe the only one.
I've seen the reruns.
Sending the data out of state, and they would be mailed from Washington instead of hearing with Forsyth postmark and answering some of the questions that were submitted to us our bills have always, we go through a mailing service, but they've always carry our postmark.
Could we ask you to come back next Monday with a recommendation for us regarding these after you've gone through them, you and Ron? And, at that time?
What time?
Right, we'll
That'd
make
be
a
fine.
Decision.
Okay.
Do you want to set a time?
I'll let you do that with the girls upstairs.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila.
Okay. Can we take this and go to my, or is this one page I need to look at?
Hey, you can take it all, and then I'll circle back with you later on.
Okay, thank you.
And then I'll get the originals for the file.
This gentleman here was representing one of the companies that bid.
Yes.
If you have questions, we would ask you, since they're going to take the information with them, and since you're here today, perhaps they can give you some time to answer those questions.
Okay.
That's entirely up to you. But
now would be that.
Well, actually, if you wait, I think we have a bid. We have two other bid openings.
We've got one that's going to take quite a while.
Quite a while.
So, I don't know if you want to check with him now. And, the janitorial bid, I've got 9 responses on. Just opening those packages takes several minutes.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
Well, if you have questions of the collector, maybe you could chat with her if she's got a few minutes.
Okay.
Is that all right, Sheila?
Yes.
Thank you. Ron, you want to move to the next one?
Yes. As I just mentioned, our next bid is for janitorial supplies. It's 201-206-189, and it has been out there for over a month. As I stated a second ago, we've received 9 responses on this particular bid. Just was handed one a few minutes ago. That's kind of a score sheet there for you, and Renee is here to assist me with opening these, and obviously we'll need time to review the responses. The first one is not marked on the outside as to who it's from, but it does have the proper bid number and required information on the outside of the sealed package. It's going to take time just opening it. This is from Pippin Wholesale Company in Springfield.
Now, Renee, as Ron's opened this, isn't there a long list of items that you're bidding?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's no way we're going to go through every line. You're just going to open, recognize
right.
who submitted.
Right. My intention is to make sure the signatures are in place and
okay.
then formally on the record. If we have to eliminate anyone, we can do so this morning. And then the ones that have the proper submittals and minimum requirements, then Renee and I will review and come back. Probably
Ron, give me the first company again.
Pippin, P-I-P-P-I-N. And it looks like they have signed the front sheet as required and submitted the correct number of copies. The second one we received is from a company called Interborough Packaging in Montgomery, New York.
Interborough is borough, B-O-R-O?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yep. Some of these packages indicate samples included, which is new to me. But for this exercise, at this moment, I'm looking for just signatures, and Renee and I can review these samples.
Thank you.
The formal response, the original is signed correctly in the appropriate places. The correct number of copies are submitted. And it looks like they have elected to only bid on partial items, so we'll review that. That's Interborough. The next one that we received a response from is called Dash, D-A-S-H, Medical Glove Corporation from Franklin, Wisconsin. This needs to be in there if you don't mind. And they've sent a box of, it says samples and bid on it. Looks like a couple samples of rubber gloves. It's one of those tear-proof envelopes, I think.
You saw there was a bunch of emails.
Okay. They've included the correct number of copies. The front page is signed as required. And it looks like they've completed all the paperwork as requested. Again, Renee and I will review that.
That what company, I'm sorry?
Dash.
Okay, that's still Dash. Close. Okay. I'm sorry. That's all right.
The fourth one we received a response from is a company called ITS Supplies, Hermitage, Tennessee. Sent us some samples and signatures in place on the original. Looks like they've elected to only bid on a few items, so we'll review that and have a response on Monday. ITS Suppliers, Hermitage, Tennessee. Fifth response that I received on this bid is from All American Poly, P-O-L-Y, All American Poly from Piscataway, New Jersey. New Jersey.
Jersey.
Also sent some samples of trash bags. There's the original with the required copies signed. And looks to be completed correctly. Looks like they're only bidding on a few items as well.
You send out a total number of items. I mean, they're all different, but that's just a total number. How many items we bid?
Yeah, everything total. Was on there. A couple, three pages of details.
Different things then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That has to go with those guys. Number six is from a company called Central Poly Corporation in Linden, New Jersey. Samples, original, signed. Paperwork looks to be completed correctly. We'll review that. Number seven is from a company called Unipack, Brooklyn, New York.
You spell that for me. Unipack.
All caps, UNIPAK.
PAK, all right, thank you.
That's how they spell it in Brooklyn.
Please direct all lawsuits to the purchasing department.
References, addendums completed, front page is signed by the president of the company, and the proper paperwork is completed as requested. Looks like they only bid on one or two items. Number eight is Springfield Janitor Supply in Springfield, Missouri.
Thank you.
He'd be right here.
We'll sign for him.
The proper paperwork is Springfield Janitor Supply. That looks like it's signed correctly.
Renee, write down the time you received that on there. Thank you.
9:18.
Who was it again, Ron? I'm sorry.
Springfield Janitor Supply, and it looks like it's signed correctly. It looks like they have completed responses on every item that we submitted and included everything as asked for.
Thank you.
The ninth response that I received is from Key West Equipment, K-E-E-W-E-S Equipment, Springfield, Missouri. Key. It looks like they have signed the documents correctly and also responded to each item. So we'll review that. That is the nine responses that I received prior to the deadline. And obviously, we've just received a package here at 9:18 for this same bid. I would suggest that the commission can make a ruling to waive the technicality of it arriving at 9:18 versus at 8:59. It's from Industrial Soap Company in St. Louis, and that's the company that we have done a lot of business with here lately via state contract.
You had it for what the time?
I would say I can't support
that. That's what I'm asking. Just
yeah.
I mean, it was posted at 9, and actually this company sent me an email yesterday asking if they could fax it, and I said no, it would have to be to me before 9, and it arrived at 9:18. So,
Ron, I feel uncomfortable taking a bid at 9:18 when we had advertised for that bid to be here earlier. So I'm not going to vote to waive that.
Okay.
Do we need to vote to reject it then? What do you suggest, Ron?
I would suggest that you instruct me to return it unopened to that vendor.
That's my wishes.
If that vendor has issues with those who delivered it, he needs to take it up with them. But I agree, return it unopened.
Okay. Then as far as this bid is concerned, we've opened, all of the other participants have signed correctly, and Renee and I will take those and review each. And see in December. I'm kidding. Monday, we'll have a response back for you on Monday, a recommendation, hopefully. All right, thank you, Renee. The last bid that I have for this morning is a rebid that we had a few weeks ago on professionals administration services dealing with a request from Mr. Atchley, who is out at this point in time. I rebid this as number 201207-190. That's 201207-190. And if the commission recalls, the initial bid went out, and we sent this to some 25 to 30 different registered certified respondents as required in the FEMA funding instructions, and we only received one response. You all instructed me to hold that unopened, reject that particular bid, and relet. I contacted that one company that issued that response, and they were happy to allow me to hold on to that unopened, and I have it here today, and since then I've received one other response, so I'll proceed based on your instruction to do so with these two.
Okay.
Mr. Atchley has asked that we open these and on the record, and then ask for you all to set a time certain for him to review them and me to return with him on a recommendation.
Well, if you can put that together for us Monday, again, if you'll just get with.
But Bob's gone until Monday, right?
I'm not sure when he returns.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
So let's you schedule it with him then, and with the girls
right
upstairs for what he has.
Just for the record, the first response is signed correctly. It is from EM Fusion LLC, previously known as SLEMC, out of Topeka. This is a Mickey Davis, who we're familiar with, had currently been working on the buyout situation. So I'll bring those responses to Bob when he returns. The second one we received is from listed on the outside. From Debbie Redford in Hollister, and it's signed correctly and has all the copies that were asked for. And again, I will get with Mr. Atchley as soon as he returns and review those and return with the recommendation. We'll coordinate the date and time for that with upstairs. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. I think our number two is real easy. The proposed subdivision regulations and proposed amendments to the development guidance code.
Right.
Those were presented by Mr. Atchley.
Right.
There were no individuals present for public comment at both the public comment meetings that we had.
Right.
It is everything that he had presented to the full board in the past. But since you were ill,
right,
we wanted to make sure all three of us were here before voting on that.
And I was fine with Bob and I had exchanged emails.
So, how do we want to do this then?
I would think just a motion to accept the recommendations of the Taney County Planning Commission regarding the proposed subdivision regulations and proposed amendments.
So moved.
The development guidance code would be sufficient.
We'll probably need to give this to, I'll just give us a copy of this.
Okay, that's my motion.
I'll second the motion with one question.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the recommendation of the Taney County Planning Commission as submitted to the Taney County Commission for the public hearings that were held by this commission for the proposed subdivision regulation and proposed amendments to the development guidance code. Discussion.
Those acceptance of that are based upon a conflict change with the our road standards, and that road standards has to be changed before that amendment can be approved. I mean, it can be approved, but it has to be changed in the
road standards
in the near future to coordinate with these changes.
Part of what I understood in our discussions were that they completely stripped what they talked about road standards from the regulations, and they alluded to the Taney County set of regulations. So each time that those change, then the code will be updated. Is that right, Scott? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to make that a matter of record.
Okay.
So that it doesn't get passed over.
We're going to have to sign this.
I've got copies.
Okay.
You got that same. Are all of these signed and attested? Okay. I'm going to let you fill this out on the front once the motion has been voted upon. Further discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Let us sign these real quick. Jim made the motion.
I made the motion. My stamp. goodness.
That it, Scott, then?
Well, for that part.
Yeah. For that part.
Gentlemen, regarding a request from SEMA. Apparently, FEMA has requested additional information from Taney County regarding the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, voluntary residential flood buyout application. That's been answered. And I would accept a motion for me to sign the statement of assurances for.
Motion to sign statement of assurance for Taney County HMGP property acquisition project. This is a part of the buyout. Has that?
What this does is it states, it was a document that will state that the buyout is voluntary, and it sets us those specific guidelines.
The guidelines that we set when we buyout of 75% plus 25%.
Right. Yes.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah.
Discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
All right.
Make sure we get a copy of this upstairs. Okay.
Amy is there. Amy's upstairs. He's not.
Back this week. I don't know. She'll be back next
week.
She'll be back next week. So.
If we can wait that long.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Next issue is the EEZ resolution and board appointments. Good morning.
Hey, Jonas.
Morning,
hello,
how
sir.
Are you?
Good, sir.
So kind of wrong looking at the same thing.
Thanks, sir.
I have an extra copy for Nikki. Or
okay.
Who are you?
Has this changed from the last one you sent, Jonas?
The
I'll use this package.
Yeah, no, yeah. That basically what's in that package is the front consists of, you know, we had the discussion of we're looking at three different sets of construction or instructions. So I put all three in front just to give you an idea of, you know, obviously the front page, the front two pages, the 16 steps for economic developer is the steps I've been following. The next page is steps for completing zone designation application from, again, from the DED. And then the third set in the front, summary of contents. This basically comes right out of the application itself. So those, and then you throw in state statute on top of that. Next in the packet, again, I included another flyer on the EEZ along with an 11 by 17 color map, which will need to be attached to the resolution. Following the sample resolution and ordinance out of the from the Department of Economic Development. There are 13 signed letters from the school districts and the taxing entities. I emailed copies of those to Amy and Nikki late yesterday afternoon. Amy had forwarded me four that I had not received copies of as of yet. So 13 out of 16 is what we have.
Okay, so in this packet, because the ones that I'd received by email from her, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So obviously we've received it.
Yeah, at about 4:55 yesterday afternoon, I sent the copies that I had, which are 13.
Okay. And those are in this packet?
Yes, those are in the very end of this packet.
Great.
We have one missing school, being Hollister. Dr. Taylor did not have the opportunity to poll his board, so he will do that at their next board meeting on August the 6th. The senior tax, we'd had correspondence with Don Ingram over the last day or so. He unfortunately missed an email that I sent him at the end of last week. And I will go before the senior tax board in this room next Tuesday evening to give them a brief presentation on the EEZ and what it is and what it is not. So that leaves Pro Tem Fire in, which I have left messages for Kenny Knave. Daryl Kuntz has been helping me try to get in touch with him. He actually sits on the TCAD board, which his signature is on one of those letters. So he's aware of the effort. So hopefully we can get that taken care of. But as we sit here today, there's 13 out of the 16 that we went to try to get as of last Thursday. And then there also in with that packet before those signed letters are the two form letters that we sent out, one to the taxing entities and one to the school districts. They're very similar, so just to give you an idea of what we sent them.
A couple of quick questions about that. Galena submitted someone's name other than, and stated
that
all superintendents
had
voted that way. So
I take it
that was just a mistake.
No, yeah, I noticed that this morning, and I sent Mr. Humble an email stating that at his earliest convenience that if he would submit another letter with the correct person on there.
Okay, great.
And so hopefully we'll get that. And he had had, I know of one long discussion with Carlos Osborne, and so it was just an error, so. So that's as far as the letters. The other thing, you know, we had the full commission was obviously last Thursday. There was only two, the school districts and the taxing entities. We had discussed female representation on the board. I had submitted a name here in the last couple days, and I believe that you gentlemen had one or two suggestions as well. And again, the five designees for those positions, that's your call. So
I'd be delighted to accept the name that you forwarded, but she doesn't live in the county, so
sure.
She
does a lot of work with business in the county.
I know.
So okay,
we need to appoint county residents to the board.
Okay.
That's my opinion too.
Yeah, and then also in the package, I think it's that it's the blank samples straight from the DED, not from another county, not from another city. So
Jim, when we met this past meeting, it was my suggestion, because the list of names that were submitted, that we did look at a female or multiple females to be considered for the board, that in fact we asked Jonas to pursue the school districts and the other taxing entities because we wanted to hear from them, with no offense to Jonas, rather than Jonas, that in fact is who they would wish to appoint to the board, so that formally we could do that. And obviously he has complied with that, and we appreciate the work that you did on that. I think that we are at the position to adopt the resolution to move forward and to appoint the board with consideration for the appointments that are being made by the other taxing districts. And if not mistaken, the law says that the other taxing districts' terms will be a specific amount of years, which are the higher numbered years.
Yeah, the
five, six,
the
five.
The school
years.
Districts are five, and the taxing entities are five. And the five the governing authority appointments are staggered. I believe 2 at 4, 2 at 3, and 1 at 2. With them, with their terms ending, they would then be appointed at a full 5-year term. That way they'd be staggered. And also, in you know, on this tax levy sheet, all the incorporated cities and villages are on there as well. But coming from our board, you know, the Taney County Business Development Partnership, all 8 are represented, and they're on board, obviously, since we're pushing this effort forward. And we did clarify that they will also have to pass a resolution and or ordinance to comply with state statute.
Ron, I'm ready. And is the next step in the resolution?
Well, my question is, do we incorporate the 2 votes into 1 motion, or do we utilize 2 motions in the resolution and in the appointment of the board?
The way I read the instructions is that it seems to me you would make an appointment to the board, or establish the board and populate the board, and then move on the resolution. Now, it could be done with one vote.
I'm going to make a recommendation for the establishment of the board, and as I have stated, and I stated at the last meeting, I'd like to do so with input from the commissioners, and I have asked for that input, and with input from individuals that have served on the IDA board, input from the organization that you represent. I have that list in front of me. First, I would recommend that part of our motion be the 2 individuals that have been brought to us today, which is Doug Hader and Dale Sanders, representing schools and other taxing entities within the county, and the following 5 names: Carlos Osborne, Brand Cobb, Chet Dixon, Kim Krause, she's with NEC, and Becky Roberts. That'll give us the commission's 5 appointments plus the 2 from other entities. But I want to open it up to you 2 gentlemen if you think we should do something different. I know they're my appointments, but I want involvement from the commission.
I find them fine, Ron, the names that you've named, and I have no problem with it. I don't think there's a motion according to statute that needs to be involved in this. You're responsible for the naming.
Right. But I believe that we formally have to designate that we're appointing a board. He's going to pull the information there.
State statute section 135.957 states that, 1, a governing authority planning to seek designation of an enhanced enterprise zone shall establish an enhanced enterprise zone board. The number of members on the board shall be 7. 1 member of the board shall be appointed by the school districts or districts located within the area proposed for designation as an enhanced enterprise zone. 1 member of the board shall be appointed by other affected taxing districts. The remaining 5 members shall be chosen by the chief elected official of the county or municipality. And it goes through the terms. Do you want me to read the terms, or are we straight on that?
I'm good with fine with that. Yeah. I'm fine
okay.
with that.
And that's basically what it says in that.
If we need it for a matter of a motion of acceptance of what the presiding commissioner has proposed, I'll make that motion so it's a matter of record of those names being appointed to that board.
Then I would hope that the motion is that this county commission chooses to designate a board of directors for an enhanced enterprise zone, and those board members shall be, and then we'll list those 7.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion?
Yeah, just are you going to have to designate which individuals have the staggered terms at this point?
Yes.
Because I would think the motion would need to have the designation of terms to see who's starting when and how long.
I I have a 2 3-year terms. First, the 1 2-year term would be Becky Roberts. One of the 3-year terms would be Kim.
May I make a request? It's been brought to my attention that Carlos Osborne has a pretty full plate, so if you wouldn't mind having him as one of the shorter terms, if that would be possible.
I can give you the 3, Carlos, and let you off at any time you want and appoint someone else. I just promised by phone this morning as I was following up people I left, and both said, please, could we have the shorter terms, and they got to me first. So
I think once we get this thing rolling that the heavy lifting won't be as much as people may perceive. So,
And note that, Carlos, you're still on the IDA board, and I thought it was important to have somebody from the IDA board on.
I agree. Thank you.
And with Carlos as the other 3, that leaves Brand and Chet at 4. So it would be Becky at a 2-year term, Kim Krause and Carlos at 3-year terms, Brand Kopp and Chet Dixon at 4-year terms, and we'll put that in the motion as well.
Right, just since we're done in the motion.
Okay.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Now I believe that we need a motion to formally adopt the resolution that is before us. And then we will formally draw that up and put it on county letterhead.
If I'm not mistaken, that was part of the confusion from last week, that I was not recognizing the resolution you were showing me, and Nikki had taken parts and pieces of the 3 and turned it into 1. So,
yeah, and as I was reading that, you were sitting there. I'm going, I'm not seeing that.
I'm not. Yeah, so she was ahead of us.
She was ahead of us.
So motion to... To
accept the resolution as presented by Jonas today for the County Commission.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, there is some discussion.
Go right ahead, sir.
During the last 2 days, I've had a lot of conversations with Jonas and others about what effect it would have on our community. What effect it would have on the neighbors of a project that was presented to authority laid within the city of Forsyth, already having a zone designated. I had several questions that needed to be answered, and that's my job. I have received some criticism from certain individuals about my reluctance to accept this without knowing the answers to those questions. I have received the answers and was well satisfied with the answers to the questions I had. So I just want to make that clear, that don't expect me to take anything for granted on those kind of issues.
Yeah, and as I shared with you yesterday, by all means, if you ever get somebody asking you questions that you don't recall or have the answer to, give them my phone number. I'll be happy to tell them everything I've got. And that, the bottom line is, gentlemen, if and when this zone gets finished and it gets put into place and is actionable, the end result is increased revenue on the tax rolls, new jobs at higher than county average with benefits, with the employer having to pay 50%. So it's a win. If it's not successful, then we have a zone and a map with no activity, and the existing tax base is the same.
Right. Yeah, I think you're going to find that all 3 county commissioners are excited about this and have been from the very beginning, at least with any of the discussions that we've had here regarding the EEZ. And I'm excited for Taney County and for this tool that we're going to be able to utilize once we reach that point. It's my hope that following these appointments today that the board can get together as soon as possible, that we can move forward with the designation of a public hearing, which I think has to be at least 30 days from
30-day written notice to the department.
And having spoke to individuals in the department, I know that they're on go right now, so.
Yeah, we're in close contact with Carol Shoemaker, the team up in Springfield. We're working with them as well. We will more than likely exercise the optional informational meeting to get everybody together to shed light on concerns and questions prior to a public hearing. That way we're not just jumping into a public hearing and have some unknowns. We don't want any or minimal unknowns in that public hearing. We'd like to address as much as we can prior to, so.
Well, I want to thank you and the organization that you belong to for all the hard work that you've put into this. I also want to acknowledge the IDA board for all the years that the IDA board has considered this and has worked to get it to the point where you can carry the football over the finish line, if you will. And we're excited about it. So, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting this job creation tool that will be given to the Taney County Business Development Partnership.
Jonas, I've got one small technicality, and then we'll come back. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Oh. Aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Yay. Okay, I'm
sorry.
Okay.
No, the analogy I had in my head the other day was that, you know, in high school football, we had a star running back that did all the work, and occasionally, you know, he gets tackled on the 2-yard line, and the lumpy fullback carries it over and gets the touchdown. So it's kind of what I feel like right now. But
Well, thanks, Lumpy.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I'll get on my way.
And thank all of you that were here today for this hearing. I really look forward to exciting things coming through this board.
Yeah, and that, again, also the support. Obviously, there's a lot of support in the community for this, and, you know, not only from our organization, the partnership, but it's also the municipalities and other organizations. So, again, thank you. I appreciate it. Onward and upward.
And Jonas, there's a member of the senior board back there that you might catch before
you
go out.
Recess?
I wonder if we could stand in recess until 10 and then come back and take up some business.